Hello and good morning, it's Rob Harrop here, and Tippity and Rob coming to you from Six Oaks, a small property in the mid-north of South Australia. 26 acres, few sheep, and winter's arrived. It's the first day of winter and I've already got the fire on full. Took a few sheep to the butcher yesterday, so I'll be getting some meat to see through the winter soon. Now today, a friend of mine, Terry Ferdinand, has passed away last week, and many people who knew him on Bishop FM, I guess we'll all miss him. And this week I'd just like to do a couple of things that I did with Terry, just as a sort of a tribute to him, and I just wish his family and friends all the best, and I'll miss Terry. So this is the first piece. It's a story I wrote for Terry. It's a true story, and he got someone to read it for me on his show. So, for me, old mate Terry.
Back in 1971, when I was 17 and had fallen in love with Patricia, we had been looking for somewhere to live together. But because of our age, it was really difficult to find anywhere. Finally, I found a guy who knew someone, and he sent me to look at an impressive house in Graham Street with 5 floors and a basement. We took the basement flat and moved in, with another male friend to help us pay the rent. At first all went well, but when alone in the flat, I always felt, well, uncomfortable. I didn't share this with the others, thinking it was just me, being away from home for the first time. One night, after a few beers, we decided to play tapador and run on the top floor. It was fun, until I fell and broke my ankle and ended up in plaster for 6 weeks. At this point, things started going wrong. My friend moved out, saying he didn't like the flat. And my relationship with Pat became strained. We argued a lot, and the tension was unbearable. The feeling in the flat became very oppressive. We talked about this, and Pat told me she was afraid to be alone, saying,
"Things are always going missing. Little things like bits of the clock, cutlery and personal items."
She then recounted an event that made me reflect on my own feelings, telling me that one afternoon at 3 p.m, and she was sure of this time,
I fell asleep, and when I woke, the clock read 1:30 p.m.
My discomfort increased when things like my guitar strings were being loosened and laces from my baseball boots disappeared. Returning from a night out with friends in Edinburgh, we had a good time and came home quite relaxed and happy. Struggling down the basement stairs on my crutches, we laughed and Pat teased me about falling down them. As we opened the door, our mood changed instantly. It was cold, oppressive, and an air of evil seemed to grip me tight. My scalp shrank on my head. We didn't speak. I put the kettle on and we looked at each other, neither of us daring to be the first to say what we were thinking. The tension built, and seeing the look of fear in Pat's eyes, I finally broke the silence, saying, "Come on, let's get out of here." Pat had tears streaming down her face. I hobbled over to the stove and turned off the gas. Coffee was the last thing on my mind. Leaving everything behind, we headed for the door, and it was 3 in the morning. We had no money, and my mother's house was a 4-mile hike, on crutches. But I didn't care. Such was the fear and loathing of that flat. If I could, I'd have run out of the door. Pat got to the stairwell first, and I leaned back into the doorway to get the key to lock the door. I swear to this day, I felt something pulling me back into that flat. My chest was tight, and my heart was pounding in my ears. I had to physically pull myself out of that doorway, and rushed as best I could to get out of the building. It was 30 minutes before I calmed down. Pat cried all the way to my parents' house, and most of the night too. We shared a mattress on the floor in the spare room. We didn't talk much about what happened, or about how we felt. But soon after this, Pat moved back into her mother's, and soon after, our relationship ended. A week later, I went back to the flat to collect our stuff with a mate of mine. On the inside of the door, there was the long knife which usually hung by the sink, sticking in the door, just around head height. I looked at my friend and I said, Oh, my God. Let's get the stuff and get out of here. 2 months later, I found myself in Leith, and I still had a key to the flat and was being drawn there against my will. Finding myself standing once more at the door of the flat, I knocked. No one answered, so I went in. The oppressive feeling was still there, but somehow it felt familiar, almost welcoming. I looked around, but touched nothing. I was caught, somehow in a love-hate thing. I wanted to go, but I also wanted to stay. I had no thought for the new occupiers, who would return, maybe, at any time. I felt almost jealous of them living there. So I pulled myself together, put the key on the table, and got the hell out of there. I later learned that Pat was pregnant from my time at the flat. She had had the boy adopted, and it was many years before I met him. His adopted parents had called him Graham. This may just have been a series of weird events, with no explanation. I don't know. But I do know one thing. I will never, ever go back to Graham Street.
That was read by Andrea and Buddy Freebury, a couple of folk singers and good friends of Terry's. This next little piece, actually, Terry chose the music and I wrote the words for a poem, so...
Here's a poem from Rob Harrop, who lives down in Australia, but was once a resident of Bishop Auckland. Awaken the spirit from that shadowy veil, lost, hungry and cold, rising new in this tale. For too long you've been in that silent domain, like stories of old, thought you'd always remain the secret. And he goes on to say, in time the truth is further away from the earliest days of your life. If by shouting in innocence, proclaiming a belief in the beauty, the merest hint of pride or malice prevents the attainment of love and happiness, be not afraid or dismayed, because it's the true nature of things that the thunderous spirit of youth will shatter like ice in the thaw of time, and in its place now sorrow and bitterness, inaction, frustration, the bitter sweetness of maturity.
So that's just a couple of things I did with my old mate Terry. Like I say, I'll miss him, and I think he'll be well missed on Bishop FM too. So what I'll say now is I'll hand it back to Gillian Campbell on Bishop FM 105.9 and say good day from Rob Harrop and Tipperdeen Rob. See you later, guys.